Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah. Scott Braun coming up in 40 minutes. Time, Foul Territory TV. The Gardo's doubleheader. It was like 1.66% of a doubleheader. Well, that's been called off for the day because of rain. So the game that was discontinued yesterday will be picked up tomorrow. And then the third game of this series will be played. And then the game that was supposed to be today will be scheduled down the line for later in the season. So do you buy, by the way, that it's a good thing that they get a couple days off?
I don't hate Fanta's mentality there. When you're on a four-game losing streak, maybe a couple days off is what the doctor ordered. And by the way, Minnesota had won 13 out of 14.
So I'd like it more from the disrupting what Minnesota was doing.
Yeah.
Four-game losing streak. It feels like a big thing when you're going through it. It really isn't in the pantheon of baseball. I still think the Gardos are playing good enough baseball. So, again, Scott Braun coming up in just about 40 minutes here. But Joe Bitonio was on with the Morning Boys today. And one, I thought it was interesting him talking about, you know, the decision to come back, how I think he was just really dissatisfied with how that went. I wanted to pick your brain on that real quick before we get to the sound we're going to play of Joel. It sounded like to me, it wasn't necessarily just the team going 3-14 that was dispiriting. It was him playing poorly on a 3-14 team.
Yeah, I mean, and we talked about it as the season was going on. First half of the season was a Joe Bitonio we'd never seen.
Yeah.
Now, second half of the season, he picked it up and looked a lot better. And so maybe that's why he's back. He's like, wait a second. That wasn't me, and that's not what I can do, and I can be better. And maybe he started to get a little feel of that, and so then it was just off to the races.
I also think it was – so I
maybe that was an Andy Dickerson problem, too. And, I don't know.
Well, I think, okay, so that's where I'm going to go with it, because I think what Joel was saying to himself, unlike Miles, Miles is all about himself, and I don't want to say all about, but Miles is a lot about Miles. Joel's pretty much one of those teams. I mean, he's right out of the Joe Thomas cut of cloth, like, say the right thing, do the right thing, even if it doesn't look like the right thing, but you're standing for your team. I don't know anybody on this team got hurt going away from the wide zone run blocking scheme than Joel. Like, Wyatt is still at a point where he's young enough, athletic enough, versatile enough to, and Wyatt's had success in multiple schemes when he was in Buffalo before he was here. Jack Conklin has been in a bunch of different schemes. Like, a lot of the guys there are either young enough or versed enough. Joel's best football, I mean, bar none, has been in this wide zone scheme. And you add to it that he wasn't healthy at the beginning of last year. I don't know anybody on that offensive line is going to benefit more from going back to what you ran with Bill Callahan and previously with George Warhop before that. I don't think anybody is going to benefit more than Joel. I would not be surprised if he was really good on a 3-14 team.
I remember, I wouldn't be either. I remember months ago thinking that he was almost just like doing the Browns a solid, as if they'd come to him and been like, hey, listen, We have so many problems with this offensive line if you leave. Like, we already don't know what our left tackle situation is. Don't make us question our left guard situation.
Don't make us play Zach Zinter at left guard, because God help us, we will.
We three other pieces of that offensive line are all up for contract at the end of the season, so we're probably going to have to dip into the piggy bank there as well. And I'll continue to wonder if it was due in service to Stefanski, but that would have been done more if they'd taken a quarterback at number two overall and had been like, we have this rookie quarterback. We need someone to help usher him in a projected 5.5 win season, according to Vegas. You didn't need Joe Bitonio necessarily. But the fact that he's coming back, clearly the Browns believe they can do something with this team.
So as we talk about this, as we've said, Joe Bitonio was on with the Morning Boys earlier today. Make sure to listen back to that full audio at about 6:53 tonight. You want to listen to the full interview on the Free Odyssey app. He also talked about establishing what was for the Cleveland Browns, kind of moving forward. So basically what was can be once again for the Cleveland Browns.
It's easy to put on paper, but we're trying to develop that as a group and an offense. Like I said, we want to be multiple. We want a marriage of the run and pass. We want to be physical. We want to play fast. You know, all these things that an efficient offense does, and just not hurt ourselves. I mean, it stinks because we've been very bad at it, but Kevin has always stressed, don't turn the ball over. And I think we want to do that this year. Like, we think we have the defensive players play great defense, and if we can control the ball on offense and take advantage of those big plays when we have them, like, we think we can get back some of that magic, you know, from 2023.
If a coach kept preaching, don't turn the ball over to me by this long,
yeah,
at some point I'd be like, you think?
I'd be like, yo, is that your plan?
I understand. Again, like, Kevin and the coaches have to keep it as simple as possible because they don't have the time with these players that maybe coaches did 20 years ago. So I fully understand that. At the same point, it's like, yeah, I think there's some merit to this idea. If you don't turn the ball over, you have a better chance of winning.
It'd be like one of our bosses here getting off the air and being like, you know what? I think you should make better points. It's like, oh, thanks. Thanks for the tip. That's great.
Have you considered having the best ratings in town? We did, and we do.
But, I want to see how you'd pivot off that. Yeah. Okay.
But, so I do, like, I think the one true ray of hope that I have with this Browns team is this. I believe that Stefanski is most confident in a power run scheme with a quarterback who doesn't turn the ball over, who also can't do a lot beyond that, but in an offense where basically you fall back on a dominant run game where you're trying to take as much of the clock up as you can and you have a good defense to fall back on. And I don't think that part of the plan is beyond the pale. Like, I think there is an element of, like, do I... Because a lot of these guys were here in 2021 or here in 2023. So do I think that that is achievable? Yes. How far that takes you is debatable. But, like, hey, get back to basics. Get back to who we were 2 years ago or 4 years ago. I think that's totally attainable.
Well, and so I always think about, like, Stefanski when you talked about him with the time in Minnesota, right? Any person you talk to that covered him in Minnesota, the first thing they talk about is his run game. The first thing they want to tell you about it and how much of an identity that was for him. And obviously they had Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook went for like 1,300 yards that season. They had some good passing too, but they had a really strong run game. And then he got, you know, I'm not going to say gifted, but you got Nick Chubb. And so to go from Dalvin Cook to Nick Chubb, he's always had a strong run game and it's always been prevalent. And so it's got to be prevalent once again.
So I think what's interesting is, I mean, they had Chubb and Hunt here at the same time. Team Chunt, as they were known.
Yeah.
I kind of think, like, that's what I'm expecting. Like, I'm expecting 30 rushes a game. I'm expecting...
I mean, it's going to be heavy. What's interesting, so I looked into this, and I'm not a fantasy football guy at all, but I just wanted to see, because at this point, the only people putting out projections are the fantasy football world, and Judkins we can get to in a second, but the Samson projections was only like 250 yards on the season. Like, the fantasy world doesn't have much belief the same way that I think we believe that it is going to be a heavier run game.
Yeah, I mean, what were your rushing attempts in 2020? Were 495 attempts. That was fourth best. Only Baltimore, the Titans, and Patriots ran the ball more.
Yeah, it tracks. That's
where I expect. And here's the thing: like, one, the other thing I don't love about it is we are back. The NFL ebbs and flows between the passing game and the running game.
For sure, it does.
And it's always going to skew more towards passing in the modern era. But we're right at the beginning of the push back to running. And so I think more teams are going to be doing this. That's the only thing. That's one of the things that does scare me. Like, I see total value in you can never quarterback proof this thing, but as best as we can quarterback proof it, have a quarterback in there that doesn't turn the ball over. That's probably why it skews more towards Pickett than it does.
I was going to say,
Flacco,
none of this describes
point.
Flacco at all, by the way.
And honestly, it might better explain the rookie quarterbacks than it does Joe Flacco. But so get a quarterback in there who might not be exceptionally talented in terms of versus like Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers or the elite Josh Allen, but they won't muck it up. We're going to run the hell out of the football and then fall back on that defense. Like, I see so much value in that. And it might just make you a 6 or 7 win team. The problem is, I really do think the rest of the NFL saw what happened with the Eagles, and they're not going to see Jalen Hurts' value. They're not going to see A.J. Brown. They're not going to see Devontae Smith. They're going to go, "That look what they did with Saquon, and look what Baltimore did with Derrick Henry."
Yeah.
I think this is the year where we get where I think teams go too heavy into the run, and that just makes the Browns one of a bunch of teams that run the ball.
I see what you're saying, but I also think that the AFC is just so loaded with quarterbacks that I don't know that we're going to have this big-time shift in philosophy. Like, I think for the other teams, the teams that don't have Allen, don't have Burrow, don't have Lamar, don't have Herbert, don't have... we can keep going. I can talk for 9-10 names. That might have to be their philosophy. It's the only way you get past them. But I still think there's so many good quarterbacks, especially in the AFC. I don't know that we'll see it as large of a shift.
I think you're even going to see it with Kansas City. I mean, granted, Pacheco's got to be healthy, but between Pacheco and Hunt... I still think they should make a run at Nick Chubb, because I think I'd rather have Nick Chubb than Kareem at this point, even though Kareem is more well-rounded as a back. I think you're even going to see Kansas City run the ball more.
We'll see. What's fascinating is that nobody's had more throws to a tight end in the previous 3 years, and it's by about twice as much as Kansas City. And I wonder if they start leaning off of Travis Kelce the older and older he gets and start going in a different direction. How they redo that offense, though, is going to be fascinating. And I like Pacheco, but are you just going to give Pacheco the ball a ton? Pacheco and Chubb?
Like, they sure as hell didn't. By the way, just for what you just said there, they sure as hell didn't remake.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The room. So it should be noted, we said, what, 500, did I say 554 for total rushing attempts for the Browns in 2020?
You said top, 95. Yeah, you said top four is what, okay, I remember.
Top four. You know who had the most rushing attempts last year in the NFL?
I'm going to guess Baltimore.
I know, it's Philly. Do you know how many they have? 621.
Yeah, I mean, there was a reason why Saquon didn't even play the final game of the season, and he had a chance to go to break the all-time rushing yards record, but it's like, we need you to be healthy.
Well, and it wasn't even just Saquon. Remember, like, Jalen Hurts, a fair amount of his value is the fact,
sure,
that... So, but I think it is the fact that he can run the ball, and he was their running game until, was the bulk of their running game. I just think what's I said 495, and that was good for fourth. 495 this last year would be, sorry, words are hard, would still be top 10, but it would be ninth in the NFL.
Now, is that, I guess...
And that's year one have to couple of the pushback to rushing.
I know. I think we do have to couple that in with the idea, and as you pointed out with Jalen Hurts, how much that adds. I think, more quarterbacks are running than ever. So you have more guys like Josh Allen, for instance. Josh, I imagine Buffalo's in that list as well.
Yes, Buffalo is.
I would think so, because Josh Allen gets a lot of carries, you know, like they, and James Cook obviously had a lot of carries. I think that model is really, like, if you're dreaming up a world and starting a team from scratch, that's the one that you'd want to do, right? The one where you have a running quarterback, and then you'd also have a really solid back and back of that.
So I do think this is going, I think this is the right move. It's the obvious move for where you are. But the problem is, all the good teams are also doing this.
Yeah.
Like Eagles, Baltimore, Lions, that's the top three rushing attempts in the NFL last year. Washington,
and Detroit
top five.
Detroit had a split back system, but that was, and so they just kept feeding the ball.
But Green Bay, top six. Buffalo, who you mentioned. I mean, almost every team in the top 10 was a playoff team or just outside the top 10. Eight of the top 10 teams last year. Eight of the top 10 teams last year were playoff teams. So again, it's like, okay, so you're now doing the thing that everybody's doing, but you might not have the offensive talent that they have. It just puts a lot of pressure on the offensive line, I think is maybe the big point.
No, and I get what we're trying to do here. We're trying to find a way that they can even zig when everyone else is zagging, right? And if you're not going to have the big arm, big name quarterback, because you don't, you got to find some other wrinkle to be great at, and something else that you can at least attempt to be great at.
But what's crazy about this is a lot of those teams you mentioned do have that quarterback.
I know.
And so
this is why the NFL's hard.
This is why
this is becoming possible.
We're
almost
zagging when everyone else is zagging, and the quarterbacks they're zagging with
are much better.
A little bit more proven than the ones you're zagging with. 216-474-0092. So there's a different way to put this.
This was supposed to be, by the way, the Di Podesta difference. And I didn't mean to be alliterative there, but that's supposed to be it's supposed to be the difference. Is he supposed to find the little wrinkles in the game, kind of like what he did with Moneyball, where you can find the advantages, and in 9 years we haven't found the advantages.
All right, guys, let's throw more. Have we thought about that?
That was the Flacco plan.
How much success can the Browns have going back? Like, let me ask you, if you are, maybe you're a little low on Browns hope right now, but you hear they're going back to the principles and the way they played 2 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Does that give you hope that the Browns are going to be better? Maybe a little bit more hope than if they just said, we're going to keep doing what we did in 2024. And there's a different way of looking at Kenny Pickett. I don't know any of us are going to like it. It might be how they view Kenny Pickett. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.